Hey, this is Paul Kondo. This is the Podcast Gumbo Podcast, and I've got a rhetorical question for you. Are you like me and find those things we call national days, like Cheeseball Day, or worse, Moldy Cheese Day, amusing? Yeah, me too. So each week, I'll have one of my podcast friends challenge me to find an episode related to one of those days, and I'll be releasing it on the actual day it occurs. So let's get to it. What is today's national day?
Hey, Paul, this is Hannah Hethman. August 17th is National Nonprofit Day. My favorite kind of nonprofits are museums. Of course, all our favorite museums are locked down right now, struggling to get through this virus like the rest of us. So I thought we'd celebrate them a little. And I challenge you, on that note, to find a great podcast created by a museum. Go.
Well, Hannah, under most other circumstances, this would have been a minor challenge. But as it turns out, we have a mutual friend that has a podcast about museums. And that same friend was my eighth guest on this show. For my first recommendation, I'm going with Museum Archipelago. When the host Ian Elsner was my guest, I mentioned an old episode about the Apollo 11 landing site. But I'm not going to take the easy way out, and I'm going to suggest a newer and very relevant topic, statues. In this episode, Ian talks about the relationship of statues and museums. He goes into the tearing down of the Edward Colston statue, and one of his guests talks about the slippery slope argument. So to celebrate this National Nonprofit Day, learn about a nonprofit. Consider donating time or money to one that you believe in, and let us know using the National Nonprofit Day hashtag. Today's guest is Hannah Hethman. Hannah is the writer and producer of the Vagina Museum podcast. Yes, you heard that correctly. In New York, there is a sex museum, which I've been to. In Iceland, there is a penis museum, which I haven't been to. And now, there is a vagina museum, which opened in London in 2019. The podcast, like the museum, is all about smashing shame and stigma around the vagina through awareness, education, and rude puns. The first and recommended episode is entitled, See You Next Tuesday, as in the letter C and the letter U. Would you like me to wait for you to figure it out? As most people know, there are many terms for the vagina, but there is one that stands out as the most offensive. If you still haven't figured it out, it starts with the letter C and ends with Tuesday. This episode answers a lot of questions about that specific word. For our last recommendation, Hannah recommends If People Saw That Slavery Was Getting Started, Why Didn't They Stop It? By Q and Abe. She says, and I quote, This podcast is produced totally in-house by President Lincoln's cottage in D.C. They take questions from their guests that they can't answer at the moment and dive super deep into them with the help of historians to address big ideas in American history, loosely connected to Abraham Lincoln, of course, but it's so much more than a podcast about Lincoln. Unquote. For today's extra hot sauce, I'm going to relay on the link that Hannah gave me if I got stuck trying to find an episode related to this day. Hannah is the owner of Better Lemon Creative Audio that produces podcasts for museums, history organizations, and cultural nonprofits. So check out the directory she created that anyone can add to. Come back on August 25th, where I'll be talking about clothes, a topic I have no business talking about. As always, take a look at the show notes for links to all the podcasts mentioned in this episode, as well as other life-altering information. To make it easy for you, there's also a link to a podcast playlist that will contain all the episodes ever mentioned in this show. See you next week sometime for another round of recommendations. Are you still listening? Do you still want more podcast goodness? If so, get on over to podcastgumbo.com and subscribe to my newsletter today.